Hello and welcome to another edition of the Truck Driver Diary. And I have a new driver with me here. First of all, your name and where you're from.
My name is Tim Paul and I'm from Pella, Iowa.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just ask you, first of all, what do you think about driving this rig?
Oh, I love this. This is definitely being treated like a king, and this is the way to go.
I've been in the cab. It's pretty comfy.
Yeah, it gets me around.
And I'm imagining that as you're going down the highway, you get some looks from people, too.
Actually, I've had several people stop me and want to take pictures.
Well, and hopefully you had a few minutes to do that, I guess?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. There's more than enough time, you bet.
How about when you hit a place where you got to stop, say, for fuel or whatever?
You bet. Get asked a lot of questions and hand out a few business cards every once in a while, and it's kind of a different experience than I'm used to.
Well, what do you think about the Drive Green Utility Tractor Show? And I'm assuming you've had more than one opportunity to be out like we are here in Danville, Kentucky.
Yeah, this is really impressive. It's neat to see all the friendly people and be able to get out of the truck and actually meet some of the people, see some of the equipment, and basically eat some of the great food also.
And that you can't. That's part of one of the good benefits of being along on the show, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, you've probably had a chance to talk to people out here, like out here today. What's the mood and the kinds of questions you get asked from people when they see you wearing a deer shirt out here at one of these things?
Well, usually I get asked a lot of questions, but I don't know a whole lot of answers. That's the biggest problem. But it's impressive to see a lot of the friendly people that are around, especially here lately, Kentucky, and seeing all the sites. But I don't get asked too many questions. I guess maybe I scare them away a little.
Well, it's driving that big truck. Maybe that intimidates people a little bit. Well, I want to thank you. Let me ask you another question. In the time that you've been the truck driver for the Drive Green Utility Tractor Show, any little anecdote or particular thing that sort of stands out so far that it's a memory you'll take away from doing this experience?
Oh, absolutely. My very first stop to fuel up with this truck, I rolled into a fuel station, and a kid told me, he first asked me if I drove John Deere, which I had to turn around and double check. And secondly, he told me that he hadn't, No liking for John Deere whatsoever, and he made it very clear to me what he thought, and I, at that point, didn't know what to say. After some time, I realized I probably should have given him a hat or a shirt and said, the best from John Deere. So,
hey, well, that's what you are out here. You're an evangelist. You're helping convert the unenlightened, you know?
You bet.
Well, good. Well, thank you very much, Tim, for taking a minute to talk with me here, and that's another edition of the Truck Driver Diary for the Drive Green Utility Tractor Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.